Rock Film Festival is coming up in the very near future. And we recently had Graham Gordy on. There are so many people from Arkansas who are talented in so many different ways, including in the film industry, and we are discovering more and more of that, which is great. Brad Simpson is an Arkansas native. He's a Hollywood producer who's been involved in a number of cool projects. The one we were talking about earlier today, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which is going to be one of the featured movies at the film festival this year. They're going to have some of the actors come in, and Brad will be here as well. And he's joining us this afternoon now on the Revolution Hotline. Brad, how are you?
I'm good. Hello to everybody in the greater Little Rock area.
Now, you are an Arkansas native. What town specifically did you grow up in?
Little Rock. I grew up in Little Rock. My mom is from Pine Bluff. My dad's from McGee, and I spent my childhood in Little Rock.
Okay, very good. And where'd you go to high school?
Central High School.
Okay, then you went on to Brown. So you were an accomplished academic person, and then you moved into the world of film, which makes perfect sense.
Yes, I went from Arkansas to Brown. I loved movies growing up. I did a lot of theater in Little Rock as a kid. I was really heavily involved in the Arts Center Children's Theater there. It was a great program. And I went to New York and worked as an independent producer for about 8 years, and now I'm here in sunny Hollywood, California.
You are I understand you're in a company, Color Force, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about the company and what kinds of projects you guys are involved in.
I'm partners in Color Force with Nina Jacobson, and we are best known, the company's best known for two young adult franchises. We do the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies, which if you have a 7 or an 11-year-old in your life, you're probably very familiar with.
Yep.
And we also do the Hunger Games films. Nina produces those, which I hope most of your listeners are familiar with across the spectrum.
Yeah, well, if they weren't, then they're not allowed to be listeners anymore. And the second piece of that is coming out, right?
We do other things, too. We have a TV deal at FX, and I have a movie called World War Z that I produced on my own coming out. I started doing indie movies like Boys Don't Cry and Far From Heaven. It's been a lot of fun because I've gotten to make movies across the spectrum. I've made $2 million movies. I've made $200 million movies.
I was just going to say that. You stole my answer. Brad Simpson joining us, Hollywood producer, and again, across the spectrum. It's got to be exciting for you to see the kind of growth that the Little Rock Film Festival has had the last few years. It is certainly becoming a real event for people around the country, and for you to be able to come back and be part of that, I'm sure, with your ties to Arkansas and Little Rock, is especially exciting.
You know, Little Rock's real. I hope all your listeners are going to take advantage of this because everyone there is really lucky. You've got some great filmmakers coming. You know, you get the chance to meet them, see them in person. I know last year Jeff Nichols, who's also a Little Rock native, was featured at the festival. And I just, you know, I think the riverfront setting, the beauty of the restored downtown, having great movies, is something incredibly special. I wish that it existed when I was a kid. I hope that if you have younger listeners, teenagers, people in their early 20s, they'll also turn out. And I also hope that, you know, the families will come to our Wimpy Kids screening. We're going to have two of the actors from the movie, the kids who play Greg and Rowley, will be there. That's going to be on Saturday, May 18th, at 10 a.m. at the at the Rep. You can get your tickets on the Little Rock Film Festival website, and we'll have a meet and greet at 2:00 on the Zoo. And my wife's actually a producer too. She has a movie coming out called The East from Fox. We're going to be speaking on Friday the 17th at a producers forum at 610 Main Street. So I hope people will come to that also.
Brad Simpson joining us, film producer on the Revolution Hotline. Again, he'll be in town as part of the Little Rock Film Festival and a couple of special events. I'm sure you get this all the time, how people break into the business. And I know that there are a number of schools in the state that have film courses and film majors. If you're giving advice to folks when they ask you, and I'm sure you get it a lot, what direction do you point them in?
Well, my first advice is only go into movies or TV if you really love it. It's really hard. There's a lot of things you can do. You got to really love movies. You got to be passionate about it. No movies love movies. It should be a calling. The second piece of advice I give is don't go to film school. I think it's better just go and get a great education. I think the best foundation for a film producer, for a writer, director, is just be interested in a lot of stuff and then just go start making stuff. Right now, it's never been an easier time to break through as a director. You know, you can put stuff on YouTube. It doesn't cost a lot of money to shoot something. Anyone can become a director. If you have the drive, you have the talent, anyone can become a writer. And if you want to become a producer, another aspect, just, you know, follow your dream, move to New York, move to Los Angeles, and just start, applying for jobs and trying to meet people.
I know you've worked with Leonardo DiCaprio, and he's got, of course, The Great Gatsby coming out, and a lot of folks are excited about that. To me, we were talking about him the other day, and obviously you've got a little more insight in this, so I'm going to get your thoughts on him. But to me, he's going to be, down the road, he'll be the Jack Nicholson. He's going to be one of those, I guess, sort of established stars that everybody sort of thinks about first and foremost in their minds. He's had such a great career so far, but you just can sort of look at the career that's ahead of him and what kind of career he's going to have and understand that he's going to be one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, I think Jack Nicholson or Robert De Niro is a great comparison. He's somebody who, when he was in Titanic, people thought maybe he's just a matinee idol, but he's made really serious choices. He's worked with the best directors, and he's one of the few remaining movie stars out there, and he doesn't necessarily just do blockbuster movies. He makes interesting choices. He does movies like The Departed or The Great Gatsby, and the great thing about it is people then turn out to see those movies. He's a really good guy, but I also think he's very deliberate about his choices and is just asking what's the best role, what's the best movie, and not worrying about things like box office or whether it has a franchisable title.
Yeah, well, he certainly put himself in a position where that's not necessarily an issue for him. How long did you work in the industry before you got to make choices as opposed to having to, make sure you were getting a paycheck?
Well, I sort of did it exactly that way, where I, started off and worked in independent film where you don't make much money, but that was when I didn't need to make much money. I was a single guy living in New York, and I got to pretty much make movies I loved then. I've been pretty lucky that I've only worked at places that I loved. Right about the time that I started thinking about having a family, I also started wanting to do bigger movies. I moved out to California, and I'm lucky. I've really gotten to work on things that I love. I love making World War Z, which is a huge zombie movie, but I also love making my kids' movies or something really great. Because for me, it's just about making something that connects with the audience. So, for example, the Wimpy Kid movies, 9-year-olds love it. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to make a movie that a 9-year-old would love and that a parent could tolerate when they went to go see it at the theater. And with World War Z, the objective has been to make just the biggest, baddest zombie movie ever.
When you're an executive producer, what's your involvement on a movie like that? What exactly do you do?
I was lucky enough to be involved in World War Z from a decently early stage. I was working with Mark Forrester, the director, and I was heavily involved in the development of the script, and I also was there for half the time of the shooting and half the time of post. Producer titles mean different things. There were some lead producers in the film, the folks of Plan B, who were there the entire time. I was there more to help shape Mark, the director's vision. Film is also a really collaborative process. There's a lot of people involved in making movies. A lot of credit goes around. If you're an author, you're in complete control of what you're doing. But even a director on a set is reliant on the people they're collaborating with.
Brad Simpson, Little Rock native, Hollywood producer, joining us on the Revolution Hotline again. He'll be here as part of the Little Rock Film Festival. Looking down the road here, and I don't know what kind of plan you put together on these, but how many Wimpy Kid movies, how many Hunger Games movies can we anticipate coming out before it's all said and done?
Well, Color Force has 3 Hunger Games movies still to come out. Catching Fire and Mockingjay. Mockingjay, which is the last book, is coming out as 2 movies. Wimpy Kid for now is done. We did 3 movies. The kids are now teenagers. We didn't want to recast. Jeff Kenney, the author, is still writing books, so who knows what we'll do in the future. These books have sold 75 million copies. They're one of the most popular book series out there, and they're going to stick around. And we hope to do more with the brand as the years go on, but we had 3 great movies with this cast, and we're just sort of letting it sit there for now. The actors are actually be in town. If people want to bring their families out and meet the kids who play Zach and Rally, they'll be there in person. I'm actually going to show pictures and clips of their auditions and what they look like over the years they grew up. And, they're 15 now. They still look like Greg and Rally, but they're teenagers.
Wow. It's funny when something like this happens and has such great success at the box office, and then everybody's like, oh, I love the books, and then we'll be like, wow, I never read that. And they're like, you never heard it? You never read The Hunger Games? Or, whether it's like Game of Thrones is the one now, we're all hooked on that around here and watch it on HBO every week, and they're like, you never read the books? I'm like, no, I didn't even know they existed, but certainly it's on my list of things to do now. Is there a book out there that you have your eye on, or a series of books you have your eye on that you're thinking, man, this would be a great production if we could get a hold of it?
It's the hardest thing, because there's so few titles out there that actually have that, that actually have that saturation that something like Wimpy Kid or Game of Thrones has, where they're a huge world where people love the books and where they feed into the movies. And actually, it's funny, on Game of Thrones, I hadn't read those books, and I sort of want to read them, but I don't want to read them because I don't want to know what happens. Right. I like watching the TV show and not knowing what happens. So I'm actually planning to read the books once the TV series is finished. There's a movie coming out that I'm a little jealous of called Ender's Game. Somebody else did it. It's one of the great classic sci-fi books that hasn't been made for a long time. That's coming out. I'm really excited. And then there are a couple books in development places. There's a book called The Passage, which is a vampire book at Fox, which I wish I was involved in. I'm not. It's hard because, you know, everybody here in Hollywood wishes there were tons of Hunger Games and tons of Wimpy Kids, but, you know, it's like Star Wars or any of those things. Singular voices, world creation, they only come around occasionally.
Well, all I know is, as far as Game of Thrones goes, that little maggot Joffrey better get it. And I'm like you. I don't want to know ahead of time what happens. I want to be surprised, but I hope he gets it, and I hope he gets it big time.
So you want to see Cersei and her brother back together, the lovers back together?
No. I just want that guy to be miserable. I don't care. They haven't had, like, any drawing and quartering or anything like that, but, I mean, what he pulled last week, I don't know if you saw last week's episode, the stunt he pulled with one of the prostitutes. I mean, this dude is a sick man. I hope he gets it big time, but I'm sure he'll get his.
Most of the characters on that show, you feel a little bit of empathy for, even in different places. Even the Kingslayer, you're starting to feel bad for. But Joffrey, I think he's just a clear-out sociopath.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I actually did. I had a little compassion for the Kingslayer. I was very disappointed in myself. That tells me a lot about me, which I know I'm not a good person. I just reinforced it with that. 42 has gotten a lot of attention this summer, a biopic. What is there one of those that you've got an eye on that you're thinking, boy, this person really needs to have their story told in a big way from a blockbuster movie standpoint?
I don't actually have that, but I have to say that one of the things that 42 is showing a lot of stuff is that adults will still go see movies, and a lot of people become focused, and you can accuse me of the same thing with World War Z, on just servicing fanboys. But, you know, a movie like 42 comes out and shows that for families and also for adults, there's still a real appetite for good mid-range movies. And I actually feel like the studios have forgotten how to tell those movies, how to tell those stories, to put together a $30 or $40 million movie that you just enjoy going to see on a Saturday night. But also, one of the things we're all facing here is that in a world in which TV is so incredible, and there are things like Game of Thrones, how do you get people to go to the movies? Why do you go to the movies? And I think you go to the movies because you want to cry together, you want to be scared together, you want to cheer together, and you want to laugh together. I think that's what we should be focusing on.
That's good. One last thing here, typical question that you probably get a lot, but the most satisfying thing and the most irritating thing about what you do?
The most irritating thing about what I do is all the boring, boring, boring meetings. They're about nothing. I can't even tell you guys out there how much time is wasted just sitting in lunches and meetings about nothing, not making anything, talking about scripts that might happen, that should happen. And for me, the most exciting thing is sitting on set and watching something as a producer that you pulled together and knowing you've made all this happen, and the next day you get the disc of dailies and you get a work product and you know that you did something worthwhile and you put something out there. And also connected to that is when you finish a movie and you show it to an audience, it's just really exciting. So I'm really excited to be down there in Little Rock. I'm especially excited because they're putting me up at the very fancy Capitol Hotel, which I dreamed of staying at as a boy growing up in downtown Little Rock. And I'm excited to walk up and down the beautiful Riverwalk you guys have there, but I'm most excited to show Wimpy Kid again to some kids and get that reaction I'm talking about. I hope that people who show up really love the movie.
Brad, appreciate the time very much, and thanks so much for carving out a little time for us today. Look forward to seeing you here in Little Rock.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.